The good thing about Kenyan people is that they are never out of hope. They always keep hoping. And whenever they are faced with the possibility of real and genuine, you know, transformation, they just turn out in large numbers with a lot of enthusiasm. So I see quite some enthusiasm from the voter registration process that begins today. But therefore, the Kenyan people are hardly to blame for the wars that are bedeviling this country. It is the leadership that does these things just because it appears right to do it without necessarily the real national interest and the heart to do it genuinely in a process that guarantees the prosperity of this country.
Hassan, looking back at the 2007 post-election violence and the controversy surrounding it, do you think that this marks a new chapter in Kenya's drive to ensure credible elections next time round?
You know, Kenyans right now believe this is the change moment. There is now a wave of change that is blowing across the country. Most of the Kenyan people are enthusiastic to ensure complete and genuine transformation. Yes, this might be the starting point of a process that probably will give us a more credible electoral system that meets and the international standards and has credibility within the Kenyan people.
Hassan, the integrity of the election is of paramount to many Kenyans. Do you think that the Electoral Commission has done a good job, that Kenyans will repose great confidence in the voter registration exercise ahead of a possible election?
I think the Interim Independent Electoral Commission is just that, interim. Its role is just supposed to lay a groundwork for a more permanent and credible electoral commission. Therefore, in the interim, they have appeared to simply leave within the confines of their mandate as per the constitutional amendment that set it up to give it some kind of space and work and responsibility, but ensuring that they usher the Kenyan people into a new electoral management system that meets international standards and has the public credibility.
What role will your organization, Kenya National Commission on Human Rights, be playing in this voter registration exercise?
What we will do is to just continue to monitor that the process is done in a manner as to meet the kind of expectations that people of Kenya have, to ensure that there's some element of fairness in the registration, that it is not marred by the kinds of practices that will immediately render the whole process devoid of the kind of credibility that Kenyans are looking forward to. Therefore, there's a lot of expectation of the Kenyan people, and for us it is to ensure that the exercise itself meets the public expectation.
Now, Hassan, as you've looked at the Interim Electoral Commission's work up till now, do you think that the high expectations of ordinary Kenyans will possibly or can be met by what they've done over this period?
So far, they've appeared to be quite professional in the conduct of their responsibilities and mandate. In fact, they have no option but to be so. They have a living example to learn from. When you try to betray the popular expectations, when you try to go against the grain of a free and fair election, the country is usually very harsh to that kind of practice. And we've seen lately the Kenyan people are becoming more and more assertive in calling public officials to account. Therefore, I think the circumstances are such that there was a general demand created by the Kenyan people that they'd undertake their mandate fearlessly and within the confines of the law.
How critical will this electoral voter register be, especially when the previous one was alleged to have been contaminated by up to 1.2 million dead voters and cases of double registration?
It is critical in terms of guaranteeing the Kenyan people a free and fair poll. We're having a referendum hopefully very soon. That will be the first test case for the Independent Electoral Commission. And immediately thereafter, we should be having our elections in the next in about 1 year's time from that point. Therefore, the voter registration exercise is very critical in terms of securing a fresh beginning with respect to our democracy and with respect to free and fair polling.